The Studio Cuts Podcast with Taylor with WRRV.
This is the Studio Cuts Podcast. Hey, it's Taylor from 92.7, 96.9, WRRV. And the Studio Cuts Podcast is where we interview artists that were featured on Sunday Studio Cuts, our new music show on WRRV. Today, we're talking with Adrian of the Black Pumas, who you've seen perform at the presidential inauguration in January, the Grammys, and even heard on a Grey's Anatomy episode. You're based in Austin, Texas. Are you there right now?
That's correct. Yes.
What is it like with the no mask mandate and the 100% capacity in Texas now?
Austin's always been kind of its own little bubble, to be totally honest. So it doesn't really feel that much different here because luckily the city has better leadership than we have at the state level. So it doesn't really feel that bad here, to be totally honest. It feels, I think as a city, we kept the mask mandate, and I don't know that we're at 100% capacity here.
Okay, because we're in New York, so when we heard that news, it was like groundbreaking.
that's very Texas for you, but Austin is definitely its own little bubble.
You guys have had a really busy 2020 and now a really busy start to 2021. What has it been like to just being so busy so constantly?
On one hand, it's been amazing because I know that it's been kind of a hard time in general for the music industry. So it's not something we take for granted, the fact that, you know, we were able to kind of sustain a little bit of a career through all this, which was not easy to do. There's definitely days where we were like, oh man, we wanted to, you know, be working on music, mm-hmm. you know, and just in the studio spacing out all day. But it's kind of something that we just can't take for granted, like to have this opportunity to stay busy.
And 2021 started off in one of the biggest ways possible for you guys. You performed at President Joe Biden's inauguration. What was that moment like?
Oh, it was incredible. Just being a part of history like that was amazing. It's one of those things we didn't really grasp the magnitude of what we were doing because we had to, you know, because when you're taping it, you know, to be honest, if you're taping it ahead of time and there's no audience there and it's kind of not happening in real time,
mm-hmm.
it's a little surreal. It's kind of hard to process it until I actually watched when it kind of hit me, you know, what an incredible kind of historic thing to be a part of it was.
And soon after the inauguration, one of your songs was featured in a Super Bowl ad for YouTube. What was it like hearing your song during the biggest sporting event of the year?
Oh, that one is very, that's huge, especially, you know, kind of I'm from born and raised in South Texas. So that's almost like their ultimate validity for my family is to have a song in a football game is about as big as it gets. It's bigger than, you know, any inauguration or Grammys or anything. So it was pretty incredible.
Who were you rooting for in the Super Bowl this year?
I was going for Tom Brady. I was going for Kansas City. I mean, not Kansas City. What am I saying? That was Patrick Mahomes. I was going for Tampa Bay. I think I may have been one of the only people I know going for Tom Brady. But
I think you might be the only person that I know rooting for Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know, I used to hate him, and now I love him. Maybe I'm just getting older, too.
For the YouTube ad, you guys had a song that was a cover of The Kinks. What made you choose to cover that song?
To be honest, that was already presented to us as the song, but we definitely had some discussions and deliberations whether or not we wanted to do this, but when we heard the song and kind of sat with it for a second, it was just such a moving piece that we went ahead and did it.
One of your biggest songs right now is Colors. What is this song about?
So Eric, my partner in the project, wrote the song, I think, over 10 years ago, almost 12 at this point. And the interesting thing is that, you know, it's one of those songs that I think a lot of people kind of put their own meaning to. And I think that's the sign of, you know, a timeless kind of really epic piece of music in that, when he wrote it, I think it was more kind of an exploration of himself and his connection to higher calling and higher self, but in a way it's just, you know, here we are, and you know, especially last year in 2020, it seemed to be a song that resonated with many people on a bunch of different levels. So I think it just kind of speaks to what a timeless song it is.
On the deluxe version of your album, you guys released a cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car and then the separate vinyl that has a bunch of other covers. What was your favorite cover that you did?
Ooh, it's too hard to say what the favorite one is. I would say I was really keen to that Fast Car cover we did, because it was one of those songs that Eric had already been playing live in his set when he was just more of a solo kind of performing musician. Mm-hmm. And so he had already been playing it, and originally my idea for that was we would do a cool live band arrangement, and we were about to get into that, but it just seemed so natural to hear him play it by himself. So I just joined on, you know, light guitar accompaniment, and it that's what the version you hear. And it's just, you know, took such little effort, but it just felt so good.
I know that you guys have been really busy, but is there any plans for new music this year?
Oh, very much. I don't know, you know, in terms of when the release of new music would be, you know, it's kind of up to the powers that be and planning with, you know, with a record label on all those kinds of details. But as far as us having new music this year done, yeah, we're very much in the process of working on it. I would imagine we would have a new album this year for sure. I don't know, you know, in terms of when it would actually be released. There's just a lot of factors that go into that. But yeah, we very much have a lot of new music working on.
Ooh, I love to hear that.
Thank you.
And I feel like the theme of this interview is how busy you guys have been. You were nominated for 3 Grammys this year. What did that feel like?
Oh, it was totally surreal. You know, it was pretty much, incredible. You know, it's interesting because when you make the music, that's not really, you know, at least for us, what's not exactly what's going through our head is, oh man, we're doing this to get a Grammy or mm-hmm. to, you know, or whatnot. But it is a good validator, because I do think, you know, sometimes we're very much, you know, came into some of those categories as the underdog. And I think we felt really proud that people were resonating with the music, and also just being acknowledged, you know, by institutions like that.
And then taking it a step further, you performed at the Grammys. How was that?
Yeah, that was incredible. You know, in a way that almost seemed to be our win at the Grammys was our performance and what it's kind of been doing in terms of turning new people into the band.
I know Austin is a huge live music performance city. If it's safe, are there any plans to perform live this year or even go on a tour?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been kind of rescheduling consistently a set of dates that we had a sold out a consecutive set of 4 nights at a place called Stubbs here in Austin, Texas.
Wow.
And, I think we are really keeping fingers crossed that with the rate of vaccinations, particularly in this town, you know, we would be able to pull them off in May, late May.
Oh, I hope that can happen. All right.
Yeah, soon.
My last question for you, if someone were to come to your city, what is the one thing they need to do?
If they came to our city, what is the one thing they need to do? Wear a mask.
All right. I think that's a good enough answer, though. And I think that can be applied pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
All righty, Adrian. Well, thank you so much for your time and hanging out with me and the Studio Cuts podcast.
Hey, thanks so much.
Make sure to check out Colors by the Black Pumas if you haven't heard it already. And watch out for any new music that they release. And don't forget to catch Sunday Studio Cuts, a new music show featuring all of the up-and-coming alternative music hosted by me every Sunday at 10 p.m. on 92.7, 96.9 WRRV. Join us next week as we interview another up-and-coming alternative artist on the Studio Cuts podcast.